21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Well, the executives at Optus should be concerned about this. The telco is now staring down a second potential class action over its data breach. The plaintiff law firm, Maurice Blackburn, says they're now investigating a claim against Optus. Their case would add to a claim proposed by Slater and Gordon on Monday. Now, the law firm says they've already had an unprecedented response from possible class members. Now, Maurice Blackburn is looking at doing the same thing, and they already have a class action against Optus over a data breach back in 2019. 3 years later, Maurice Blackburn says the telco should have had better protections in place. Vava Mawili, principal lawyer at Maurice Blackburn, is on the line right now. Vava, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
So you already have a class action against Optus over a breach in 2019. How many customers were involved then?
50,000, Chris. Optus wrote to about 50,000 of its customers to say that they'd mistakenly released their personal information to the white pages. And so we've got a complaint about that. And then, you know, 3 years later, as you say, here's another one.
So in that period, was there any permission given by customers or any consultation done?
Look, not that I'm aware of, not in relation to that particular incident. Obviously, they sort of came out, were able to identify those affected at that time. And wrote to them promptly to let them know what had happened. But it really, it signals, difficulties with their protections for a large telecommunications service provider that should have state-of-the-art systems for managing their customers' personal data.
Well, it also shows a pattern of total insecurity within Qantas when it comes to their customer data, because if you are chasing them from 2019 over a data breach, which involves 50,000, they then get asked by government to start applying or being part of the application of stronger and stricter cyber security measures, but they ignore that, they walk away from that, and then this, they've got a pattern of insecurity, haven't they?
Seems like it. This should never have happened. This is a gross data breach of a kind Australia's never seen. And it does signal a failure in systems. And, you know, over the course of the next few days, months, we'll find out more about what's happened there. But it really is a wake-up call to Optus and others that when you are managing people's personal sensitive information, you have to have the best systems in place to protect that information.
And this business about hanging on, this business about hanging on to information years after someone has closed their account, that's just, we don't sign up for that.
Look, it's very problematic in circumstances where you don't have the best systems for looking after that information, that's for sure.
So you want people who are listening to this radio station, who are customers, who may have been told or suspect that they've had their data breached via Optus, you want them to contact you, do you?
That's right. There's a lot of information on our website about how to do that and how to get involved. There's a lot of interest so far in taking some action to address this problem.
See, I've spoken to a lot of listeners over the years, many years, where their identity has been replicated because someone's got hold of their address or their passport number or their Medicare number or their license, mm-hmm. and it leads to years of dramas trying to prove to banks and utilities that that person is not me, that's fake me. And so the cost of that is going to be enormous. You should be able to represent clients who are in that situation, who are victims of Optus, and get all of that money back, those legal fees, and rectify the situation.
You're absolutely right. This situation is currently unfolding. In terms of what harm people have suffered, that's yet to be seen. It's yet to be seen how someone's personal information ends up in the hands of others and how that's used, and what kind of consequences there are for that person, not only now, but, as you say, years to come. It's a monumental failure.
It is, and these customers are angry. One potential plaintiff has told the Financial Review they want to be part of a class action just to teach Optus a lesson. Are you getting that anger conveyed to you?
Certainly. People are scared, they're anxious, they're feeling vulnerable and quite rightly angry as well that this could happen, particularly for those who we were already representing in relation to the last data breach, they're completely flabbergasted that this could happen again.
So do you have people whose details were handed over to Census in 2019 who have also been told or informed by Optus that they've had their data breached again?
We've received many, many inquiries, but what we know about this, the scale of this problem, is that it affects, it's been reported to affect about 10 million current and former users. So most certainly there'll be overlap between that group and this one.
You'd think so. Vava Mawuli, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Principal lawyer at Maurice Blackburn. I've had the calls from customers who think they've been hacked and had their details handed over to others. Some have been extorted, as we told you yesterday. And if you're in that boat and you do want to be part of a class action, contact Maurice Blackburn would be my advice. It's 7:45. The Dally M Player of the Year coming up next.